Happy Friday night. This is Chef Eduardo. We're going to start off our show by being a fly on the wall during one of the last Beatles recording sessions. Check this out.
Should we do something else for a while and come back if we
want?
Or leave it.
Snakes and Ladders?
Yeah. Second clap.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. Let it be, let it be, let it be, let it be. Whisper words of wisdom, let it be. When all the broken-hearted people living in the world agree, there will be an answer, let it be. For though they may be parted, there is still a chance that they will see.
I didn't get quite the words I had written here, though. That's all right. I love you.
If you listened really closely to the last couple of seconds of that incredible track, you heard a very simple communication between John and Paul, who simply said, "I love you." I'll try to beef it up next time I play it so you can hear it. All right, you're listening to the All Around the World Music Show. This is Chef Stuardo. We're here on KSVR 91.7 FM in the Skagit Valley and KSVU 90.1 up in Marble Mount Concrete and the beautiful foothills that I love so much. On a Friday night, pre-bomb cyclone eve, I'm going to change the name of the show for tonight. We'll talk about the approaching bomb cyclone and tell you a little bit about what that is. What we started the show off was a unique, as a big, huge Beatle fan, I've listened to every outtake and bootleg and unreleased tune and live performance recorded on whatever means necessary in an old, dingy warehouse in downtown Hamburg, as well as Liverpool. But with the modern technology and the celebration of the anniversary, the 50th of the Let It Be album, the original album, they released an incredible box set of all kinds of stuff. And, you know, they've rehashed these kind of releases before. People go out and they get so excited, and it's just some really interesting stuff, but, you know, not sounding that great. Well, Giles Martin, of course, son of George Martin, spent a ton of time, several years, working through all these tapes and all these outtakes and materials, and came up with what I believe, as a son of probably one of the greatest Beatle fans in the world, Sir George Martin, really pulled through things that he knows that everybody would be really touched by. And that specific take of Let It Be was take number 28. The difference of this album was that normally when the Beatles recorded an album, they came into the studio with songs, pretty much basic ideas, and they'd play them for each other and they'd work out the parts. But they came in with things that were already written. In 90%+ cases of the Let It Be album, it was just something that came together for the most part in the studio. Either new songs that nobody, each of them had never heard before, or memories of old ones that they had played several years earlier that they had kind, John and Paul might have kind of gotten an idea for something, and even George had a few. Anyway, the result is some just beautiful, beautiful takes. Take, of course, just a run through the song. Not necessarily maybe the one, but in the old days, recording was an art. You go in, and if you created magic, usually a band would get it maybe on the first or second take after rehearsing for a bit. And that's kind of what happened here. They developed the song in the studio, and then they started recording every take. This one was 28. And very interesting, incredibly, is a special take. Billy Preston playing a Hammond organ on it. George playing a guitar solo that I've never heard before. Through an organ cabinet called a Leslie to create a sound that now we sort of take for granted, but in those days it was really a very unique guitar sound, always married and paired with Beatle records because they used it a bunch. Anyway, that's what we've been listening to, and I hope you enjoyed it. Staying with the theme, I think I'll play you one more track from the new release of the Beatles, Let It Be, reissue, whatever you want to call it. I found this one really interesting too, and tell me what you think. The banks of
Come back to me again.
Carly Simon, You're So Vain. Really cool thing about that song, right in the beginning of the song, it starts out with a little trill bass note kind of thing, plucking the strings kind of fast. And she says, son of a gun. And then the song starts. She was basically referring to Klaus Voormann, who just started twiddling the bass thing right before the take started, and they liked it so much they kept it. That was the intro. Anyway, this is Chef Stuardo. You're listening to the All Around the World Music Show. We're kind of jumping all over the place. We had the Carpenters before that. Superstar singing by the beautiful, incredible, sadly, gone too soon, Karen Carpenter. Just an incredible singer. Great, great voice. She left us a legacy and a beautiful amount of incredible music. So thank you, Karen Carpenter. And of course, Richard. Let's keep it all going. We'll talk about the approaching bomb cyclone, which actually we're kind of in the beginning of. Interesting weather patterns here on the All Around the World Music Show. My name is Chef Stuardo, and you're listening to KSVR 91.7 FM in the Skagit Valley and KSVU 90.1 in Hamilton, Marble Mount Concrete, and the beautiful Great Foothills up there. Here we go. This is Aerosmith.
Sweet.
slept last night in a good hotel. I went shopping today for June. The wind rushed around this dirty town, and the children let out from their school. I was standing on a noisy corner, waiting for the walking green. Across the street he stood, and he played real good on his clarinet for free. Now me, I play for fortune, and these velvet curtain calls. I got a black limousine and the finest lady escorting me to these halls. And I'll play if you have some money, or if you're a friend to me.
That one man band by the quick lunch stand,
he was just playing real good for free. Now nobody stopped to hear him, though he played so sweet and so high. They knew he'd never been on their TV screen, so they passed his music by. I meant to go over and ask for a song, maybe put on a harmony. I could still hear his refrain as the signal changed. He was just playing real good for free.
Little loved one gone. I love you, baby, more than you'll ever know. More than you'll ever know. Everything that you demand, I could be president of General Motors, baby, or just a tiny little grain of sand. Is that a way for a man to carry on? You think it won't, his little loved one gone.
Al Cooper saying, I love you. Mike Bloomfield on guitar. That's Blood, Sweat, and Tears in the earliest incarnation, many years ago. Haven't heard it for a really long time, but I hope you enjoyed it. All right. Here we are. The All Around the World Music Show. My name is Chef Stuardo. Okay, so I've been talking about the bomb cyclone thing a little bit. Okay, so it says Seattle is set to be hit by a cyclone that will rival the intensity of strong hurricanes and will bring dangerous and damaging impacts up and down the West Coast. The moisture associated with the storm will come all the way from India and other parts of the Southeast Asian Peninsula, according to senior meteorologist and manager of forecasting technology, Michael Dahl. Snow is also expected to fall at various elevations way high up in the mountains, but they say further south, 8 feet of snow capable. So all I can tell you is they're not 100% sure of what's going to happen here yet, but get the candles ready, get the batteries ready, get food and water and all that stuff just in case. Get your cell phones charged up, etc. And most important, adjust your plans accordingly if you don't have to be driving over the next couple of days too much. Think about that. Okay? Okay. All right, let's carry on with another little, let's say, chronological plant the seed, it grows kind of concept. Sorry, it took me a little bit to get metaphysical about it. I want to get back to the Let It Be album. You know, the evolution of music when you're writing a song sometimes can happen in a very short period of time, and in other times it has to be worked out at a certain kind of pace. Just like a garden, you plant the seeds and it evolves over a period of time. Anyway, this is a great song. Ended up eventually on a John Lennon solo album, but actually started out as a possible potential Beatles tune for the new album. So enjoy this. This is kind of fun. I'll play you the work track and then I'll play you the final product.
Where's Harry songs? Or should we do Hypocrites and write that bit?
Do you know the other bits?
My bits, I don't.
Words are flowing out like it was raining to a bagel cup.
Sick and tired of rearing lines by seasick, narrow-minded shorts, hypocrite. All I want is the truth. We should change the air, tell me some truth. I've had enough of reading lines by soon sitting down outside of politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
I'm sick and tired of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow-minded hypocrites. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth. I've had enough of reading things by neurotic, psychotic, pig-headed politicians. All I want is the truth. Just give me some truth.
Death of hearing things from uptight, short-sighted, narrow.
All right, let's keep going with one of my favorite bands, Bad Bunny. This is Volvi.
Dime por qué le tiras piedras a la luna. Tan ilógico como extraerme de tu piel. Después de Dios, soy tu todo, mujer. ¿Qué tal te está yendo con él? Yo sé que al final.
Oh,
Wow, what a show. I'm having a good time, and I hope you are too. Mitch Ryder and the Detroit Wheels. Jenny, Take a Ride. Oh, my gosh. Brings back some memories of playing in the Gil Hodges Bowling Alley in Brooklyn, New York, 1965. Wow. We had a singer who kind of sounded like Mitch Ryder. I was playing drums at that time, and I remember Louis Santamiora. Every time that Louis came up to a gig, and he was a drummer as well, he was about 3 years older than me, I started having heart palpitations because I knew that he wanted to sit in. He wanted to sit down and play a song. Well, it's just like a cartoon or something you'd see on TV. Every time he came, he wasn't really a bully. He was very talented, just really intimidating, really good looking, you know, tall. But he did one thing that really, it was really difficult. He played really hard, and he always broke one of my drum skins. Many times that he sat down. And he wasn't the kind of person, because he's going to, Louis, just take it easy on the drums, okay? Don't hit him too hard. I didn't do that. I said, oh, okay. Usually you wanted to play Wipeout by the Safaris, which is all drums, all drum solo. Well, I just figured that the $3 or $4 I was going to hopefully make for the night would cover going to Sam Ash in the morning and getting a new drum skin, which is what I usually did, unless it was something I could tape for a while. And it was always like the floor tom-tom or something like that, you know, so I could always just ignore that drum, but then I only had two other drums, so. But Louis Santamiora, he inspired me to be a better drummer, that's for sure. All right, on this eve of Bomb Cyclone, I don't know, I think it's, who knows? Who knows if we're getting it? But either way, you're listening to KSVR 91.7 FM in the Skagit Valley and KSVU 90.1 in Concrete Marble Mountain and up in the beautiful foothills. And of course, worldwide at ksvr.org, which, by the way, you might want to go to our website, ksvr.org, and that will give you some incredible information about the shows that we do here, some of the great artists that work here on a volunteer basis. When I say artists, they are, because they all create some beautiful programming and great shows, educational, community orientated, and also health orientated. And I'm telling you, you don't get a bargain like that just every day. And when I say bargain, it's free, but it isn't free to run our station, because as I said, most of the people who are here are volunteers. So while you're perusing the website, there's a donut button, but we're out of donuts. So go to the donate button. And if you so desire, after you check out what we do and what it is to you as far as a listener in our community, and you can make a contribution, it would be a great thing. So thank you for listening here on this Friday night on the All Around the World Music Show. Let's have time for one more tune, and then we'll say good day. Here are the Monkees with Here Comes Tomorrow.
Look out, here comes tomorrow. That's when I'll have to choose how I wish I could. I see all kinds of stars.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for tuning in to the All Around the World Music Show. My name is Chef Stuardo. I'm going to be back next week. So remember, take care. Be safe. Wear a mask whenever it's possible. Think about getting vaccinated if you haven't. More and more really clear information is available to possibly put a little more confidence in your understanding of all this. And also remember, we are expecting a kind of an unusual weather condition over the next few days. So make sure you charge your phones, batteries, water, all that stuff. And if you don't have to be on the roads, don't be. Hopefully it'll just be something that won't be as bad as it could be, which is what life's all about. Thanks for listening. This is Chef Stuardo saying, take care. Good night.